There are five Republicans competing in the primary. They're Robert Welch, Tim Michels, Robert Lorge, Marcus Gumbs, and Russ Darrow. At the GOP convention on Saturday, about 1,000 delegates will be on hand and can cast ballots for the candidates. If a candidate gets two-thirds of the votes, that person will receive the party's endorsement. If one-third of the delegates choose to make no endorsement, that'll halt the process. State GOP Chairman Rick Graber says the vote could go very quickly or may take several hours. He isn't sure any candidate will be endorsed, but he's pretty sure the event will generate enthusiasm.
It's an opportunity to get people together and to push for a particular cause and create a different level of excitement at the state convention, and I think it'll do just that.
Graber says it'll still be up to voters in the statewide Republican primary in September to pick who'll run against Democrat incumbent Russ Feingold. UW-Milwaukee governmental affairs professor Mordecai Lee says Republicans have not had a competitive convention endorsement vote in about 25 years and only brought back the process a few years ago. Lee says Republican conventions often draw the party's most conservative backers.
Well, this might lead to an interesting dynamic. For example, you might have the people attending the convention saying, well, we are by nature conservative, but if we want to win the election, maybe we need to select a moderate and urge the primary voters to vote for a moderate instead of a conservative.
Republican Party leaders hope more than an endorsement vote catches the public's attention. Convention goers are also slated to hear from Vice President Cheney's spouse, Lynn Cheney, and from Bush-Cheney campaign official Ralph Reed. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.